This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The Runaways.
I mean, what are we talking about? Knitting parties? Or well, that was terribly sexist of me.
I thought, I'll let you keep digging there.
Gay radio. Online. All the time. Joy.org.au.
Left. And right. And left.
Can I have another look?
We have decided how sad it is for other people that they cannot appreciate our genius.
Mrs. Reaper, may I come in? Your daughter appears to have formed a rather unwholesome attachment to Juliet.
We're not going to be separated.
I know what to do about Mother. We don't want to go to too much trouble. Some sort of accident.
Good morning, Melbourne. Welcome to your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. This morning, it's a beautiful Thursday. It is 8 minutes past nine exactly here on Second Breakfast. We've also got a live interview of a chap coming in later to talk about something called Girls on Film. No, not Duran Duran, but a feminist film festival that is going to be happening in Melbourne in September. So loads of that and plenty more here with Sonia on your second breakfast on Joy 94.9. Good morning, Melbourne and the world and beyond. This is Sonia, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, and it is second breakfast time here on Thursday. Basically, let me know what gets your nerd on this week. Is it that movie? You know the one. Huh? Guardians of the Galaxy, need I say more? I mean, that film is just blitzing everything. In fact, it officially starts today. However, there were sneak peeks and IMAX peeks and 3D peeks here and there last week, and pretty much it's been going off on Tumblr and all the other social media outlets, naturally. It's a biggie for the Marvelverse, and certainly the reviews are looking healthy, but there's lots of other stuff coming up in the Geeksverse, and here on Second Breakfast we like to cover a little bit of that. Joss Whedon's going on about Marvel again, of course. He's pretty happy with the way things are looking, and for his Age of Ultron, of course, the Avengers number 2 will be out next year, May I believe, in 2015. He's not giving away too much, but he says that, yeah, his agenda is certainly to approach the superhero genre and looking at more at the aesthetic and you know, more of the building the characters and where they come from. So that's apparently what he's into. He's been chatting to Den of Geek online. You can go and check out their page, of course, and they've all got plenty of news and upcoming things that are going on, including the new Gotham featurette, believe it or not, for the television series, is going to be out pretty soon, September 22nd. So it's due to premiere the series, and there's going to be a featurette. It focuses on the early days, the early origin times of Batman, of course, who else, and Gotham, and that includes a very young and dapper looking James Gordon, that guy, what's his name? Ben McKenzie, you know, the one from the OC. He's taking that lead role. Now, there's lots of happenings going on, but stay tuned here, of course, on Joy 94.9 all the way till lunchtime, and we do have a special guest coming up around about 10 a.m. More of that soon here on Joy 94.9. This is your second breakfast. Sonia here on Joy 94.9. I've had my second breakfast. Have you? And why not? Hopefully we'll have a chat too with a lovely gentleman and very shortly about something called Girls on Film Festival. It's the first of its kind, apparently, in Melbourne, that is. It's basically a chance to watch movies, chosen by feminists, made by feminists, with a bunch of other feminists. So there you go, the three F's. And you can feel excited by that, because of course these are pretty serious, some of these films, and they are pretty fabulous, and there's lots of Melburnians and Aussies holding and hosting that and talking about that, discussing some of these great films. Something to really look forward to. I love the look of the program, but I'm just biased because there are not one, not two, well yes there is two New Zealand films in there, two Kiwi films, none other than the wonderful Heavenly Creatures, the earlier film of Peter Jackson's, actually 20 years old this year. It came out in 94 with the fabulous Kate Winslet and the equally awesome Melanie Lynskey. Also there's Whale Rider. Now who can't forget that? Riding a whale became so cool a few years back when that was around. Of course that's by a woman as well, but Nikki Caro did very well there, a Kiwi director. Nominated for an Academy Award was none other than Keisha Castle-Hughes with her fantastic performance as Pi, the whale rider. Of course, it's based on the kids' book. It's called a kids' book by Witi Iramaira, of course, Out and Proud, an out proud and wonderful writer from Kiwiland. So we'll be chatting about that a bit on later on this morning on your second breakfast. So don't go away. Stay tuned to Joy and 94.9.
A long time ago, my ancestor Paikia came to this place, on the back of a whale. Since then, in every generation of my family, the firstborn son has carried his name and become the leader of our tribe.
Her name's Pike.
Pike.
No, not that name.
Until now.
When she was born, that's when things went wrong for us. We will find the answer.
At this year's Toronto Film Festival, a remarkable film won the People's Choice Award.
It's not Koro's fault, Nanny.
It's not his fault.
And received an unforgettably emotional response.
That I'm a girl.
From the novel by Witi Ihimaira.
My name is Paikia Apirana.
Go on, Bob.
Comes a film that will move you.
Why doesn't he want me?
You need to profit.
Challenge you.
Sorry.
Broken.
And change you.
Don't mess around with sacred things.
Sometimes, the leader you are searching for is already among you.
This is your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9 with Sonia here in the studio on Bourke Street. The sun is shining through your airwaves today, this morning, here on second breakfast, taking you through. Yes, I'm just thinking 20 years of wonderful films made by women and made by men who do care and respect women. People like Joss Whedon, people like Peter Jackson, of course, with Heavenly Creatures I mentioned before. 20 years since that was made and released. Be the Feminist Film Festival. It's gone back up to 11 degrees. That's a whole temperature. It's amazing. I just love summer. I mean winter here in Melbourne. And in the studio, I have a special guest here. He is a feminist. He is a man. That is true. It does happen, people. And it's Rowan. Rowan Spong. Welcome to Second Breakfast here on Joy.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's great. I hope I got that all right. It sounded okay to me. We're talking about something called Girls on Film, or GOF.
It's a good acronym.
Yes.
Girls on Film Festival, this is our inaugural year, and it was an initiative started by Karen Pickering, who some of the listeners might know from things like Slut Walk and Shoshela Femme. And the idea is to sort of host a live mixtape of film, feminist talk, parties, a weekend that celebrates girls on film.
Mm. When you say parties, I mean, what are we talking about? Knitting parties? Or that was terribly sexist of me.
I thought, I'll let you keep digging there. No, so for example, we have an opening night party. Opening night, will be screening The Runaways. We'll have a
Cherry Bomb. Yep, one
fabulous film.
Pretty good, isn't it? It gets better with time.
One of those films that, you know, kind of went under the radar when it was released. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to revisit it and screen it on a big screen.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, you were saying
we have closing night party with 9 to 5. Pretty fabulous film. Yeah,
that's we all know that one. Don't we?
We all know that one.
Lily and Dolly and the other one.
Lily, Dolly, Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, sorry.
I was like, who is the other one?
Who is the other one? It's not Charlie's Angels, but it's close enough. It's
gorgeous. There's three of them. Yeah,
there's three of them, yes.
Saving the world. And we have a special segment on Saturday afternoon where we'll be screening The Punk Singer and there'll be activities for high school-aged girls.
All right. What's that about, Punk Singer? I don't know
The
that
Punk
one.
Singer. It's a documentary about Riot Girl Kathleen Hanna.
Oh, right.
It's awesome. A really brilliant documentary. It's really quite moving and you kind of get a real sort of sense of the of how that Riot Girl movement started and continued and the sort of ethos behind it.
Very
it's a
90s.
Really engaging film.
Yeah, Bikini Kill and her band and, just amazingly influential.
Amazingly influential,
Not just for lesbians, but for everybody.
For everybody.
Music's just girl grunge, I guess you call it, suppose.
I don't know. I've got it on my iPod, but it doesn't really come up with the genre, does it, when I play it? It should come up with Riot Girl. I would think.
Girl. That's right. Girl. Not like grill, but girl. Okay. what are the other highlights in the festival
We've got a screening of Ponyo, the film Ponyo. Exposed, which is a documentary about burlesque performances by people of varying abilities.
Right.
That's something that kind of went, under the radar when it came out at the cinema. It's a really great, engaging documentary. Heathers. We're screening Heathers.
Oh, of course you are.
So that's going to be a late night screening after Heavenly Creatures.
It is fantastic to see Heathers on the big screen.
I think also, seeing Heathers in a group of people, actually seated in in a larger audience of people.
Will you have shoulder pads that night?
Will I have shoulder pads? I don't know. I'm certainly won't be wearing the red scrunchie. I don't think I'm that high up the pecking order.
Will there be glass tables for people to fall into?
I don't know. Maybe we'll set up some croquet. Anything could happen.
It could happen. Knitting, croquet, glass tables. Oh, breakaway glass, I suppose it is. And there's Christian Slater. That's always good to watch. And Winona. Yeah, Winona now. Have they freed her
She's
yet?
Freed. She's freed. She's
freed
out and about.
She was in Star Trek, actually, the first Star Trek.
Didn't she play somebody's mother?
Yeah, Zachary Quinto. Well, Spock, actually. Okay. Spock's mum. Yeah.
You sort of don't think that, when you're watching, say, for example, something like Roxy Carmichael or Heathers, you don't imagine that she's going to wind up playing Spock's mum.
I know. Lots of CGI on a planet that looked rather unpleasant anyway, a little bit deserty. No wonder they have pointy ears. But she was fabulous. Oh, she is. She's still one of my favourites, I think. I mean, Beetlejuice and other Tim Burton films I can't think of right now. But love her. And Heavenly Creatures, as I mentioned earlier this morning, is its 20th year of existence.
That's really scary, isn't it?
It is a little.
It makes me feel old. I remember getting it on VHS as a new release. It's a really, really brilliant film. It's Peter Jackson. It's quite dark, but it's based on a real story. Yeah. Really, really, wonderfully made.
And it was the one that, as far as I'm aware, it's the one that got him a lot of attention from Hollywood and started New Line, that relationship there. He was supposed to be doing a Freddy Krueger film, but they didn't like his plot very much.
Freddy Krueger.
No, it was going to be all based on the internet, and the internet hadn't even happened. So once again, there you go. Peter Jackson ahead of the curveball. Now, you've got a film in this too.
I do. So the way I got involved in the festival was I was actually in New York filming a new project, and Karen Pickering Skyped me and asked, well, she sort of bribed me with the ability of watching lots of Murder She Wrote with her once the festival was finished.
Goodness.
Which I was,
that's temptation.
I'm a sucker for that, But no, so I was working in New York and she Skyped and asked whether she could screen my first film in the festival, Tears for Teacher. And that's how I got involved. And so I've sort of been doing some of the behind the scenes things, cutting together trailers and
what is
bits and pieces.
Tears for Teacher, what's that?
So Tears for Teacher is a film, I made it in 2008. It was released in 2009. I sort of did film festivals. Had its premiere here actually in Melbourne at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And it's a documentary about four transgendered school teachers who transition on the job in the American school system.
Billis.
It's sort of what happens to them. And they're from very different parts of America. One of them's from Minnesota. One of them's from really scary, dare I say, upstate New York. One of them's from Phoenix, Arizona. And one of them is from, God, I'm trying to think now. Where is the other one from?
Another place.
Another place in America.
Nebraska, Wyoming.
It was I was catching Greyhound buses everywhere, so it was lots of Greyhound busing across America.
Oh.
Yeah. I read later, actually, that when people get out of prison, they're given one-way tickets on Greyhound buses.
There are songs written. A lot of blues songs have Greyhound bus.
Buses in them,
It's not all the midnight train to Georgia, but it's the early
the same
bus.
Sort of deal.
The empty bus at the Greyhound. Wow. So that was quite... How long did that take you to put that together?
I was sort of filming it on my weekends. I had a job in LA. I was living in LA at that time. Mm. And so I was filming it on the weekends. And so, yeah, I would kind of do a bit of research and travel to these various places and interview these school teachers. And the other people in the town, you know, so I think the phrase in terms of how they've written up the program, which I really love, I wish I'd thought of that phrase when I was out promoting the film way back when, but the phrase they're using is taking the temperature of the town. And I think that that's a really good way of describing it, because I interview all of the touchstones of the town, the Baptist priest, the hairdresser, school mums, the students themselves.
And these people are going for transitioning. Were they people that were local anyway? They actually...
Yeah, so...
This was their territory, their place,
they had
their
been
home.
Teaching for, you know, many years and had transitioned at the school and wished to continue teaching at the school.
And do you know the outcome without spoiling it?
Oh, well, I don't want to give too many spoilers away.
No, but of course not.
So, yeah, 3 out of the 4 continued to teach at the school that they transitioned in. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, you know, in different parts of America, the sort of obstacles they faced was very different. So, you know, one had obstacles to do with having to share the female bathroom with somebody who, you know, was less than progressive about that. There's also, you know, somebody who came up against the Baptist church because it was quite a small town.
Yeah.
And the various ways in which the church kind of vilified her and tried to chase her out of town. So, yeah, they came up against very different sorts of obstacles.
Interesting. So, yeah, oh, look, it's so fabulous that that's going to be included in the program and to have the actual creator there, part of the festival. So
we have a few panels where things like that are happening. We've got Rachel Mazza from the film Radiance. So we're presenting Radiance on
this
Saturday.
In years, so.
It's such a beautiful
it's film. A great film.
And it's, as I say, it's one of those things where it's going to be a really kind of lovely opportunity to watch it in a group of people on the big screen.
And I mean, with such wonderful Aussie actors there, you know.
Deborah Mailman. Breakout role, really.
It was.
She won an AFI for it.
I can't believe it was that long ago, actually, that it came out.
It's hard to turn the telly on now with that seeing her. She's so awesome. But we've got Rachel Mazza coming to do a conversation afterwards. That session's
fantastic.
Being introduced by Nakaya Louie, who is fabulous emerging playwright, Indigenous playwright. So each of the sessions has extra added bonus features, I guess you would say.
Oh, right. Oh, you've done well. And how long has it taken to put this program together with the
We've sort of been working on it since that's a really good question. Since I think around April. Yeah. So it was an idea that germinated in April and it sort of continued since then.
And you've got the fantastic Tara Judah there as well, one of the people involved and with the program.
Cerise Howard as well.
Yeah, that's true. And Ben.
And Benjamin McKenzie.
We can't say enough about him.
We were joking before we came on air that he sort of ran our Possible campaign and he became boss of Possible. He became Bozzable.
But he's also the Dungeon Master. Oh, I should say, Dungeons and Dragons Master. Let's get that right. He's such a geek. He's such a nerd, man.
He's such a lovely nerd.
But he's wonderful. He's got Night Terrace with John Richards. There's so many things going on with that guy.
I don't know how he juggles it. I don't know how he juggles it. I certainly couldn't juggle as much as he juggles. He's an awesome guy.
No. Oh, look. So, to you, what's the highlight for the festival, do you think?
That's a really good question. I probably would say this Radiance session because, as I say, we've got Nakaya introducing it. We've got a conversation afterwards with Nakaya and Rachel Mazza.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a really great film to revisit. And I think it warrants being seen on the big screen in terms of the way that it was filmed. I think that that's going to be a really, really good session. Yeah. And I'm also excited about Whale Rider. Whale Rider we're screening as well. So that's...
Pikea, the old whale, riding on the whale, you know?
Riding on the whale.
As you do. Pika and Pikea, yes. And of course, Witty Uramata, as I was saying before, earlier about 9 o'clock this morning, is actually out and proud, a gay man and writer, but he's had an interesting journey.
I don't really know very much about
him. As a novelist that the book is based on. It's actually a kid's book. It's a very slim volume kid's book, but I only know adults who've read it, enjoyed it before the film was made. So it's a favourite. It's pretty much, I guess you'd say, kids reading, you know, like every classroom has got a copy of this book. So it's a big sentimental favourite.
Right,
for sure.
Seminal. I'm happy to hear that. I think this story's got a lot of heart. And I think as I say, I'm only familiar with the film, but I think it's a piece with a lot of gravitas, and the way that the actors respond to each other within those scenes is just really tangibly real.
Nikki Cairo, what is she doing now?
I hope she's living on a yacht. I hope she's living on a yacht.
Let's hope so. Oh, look. Look, we'll come back in a moment. Rowan, if you want to stick around.
Sure.
Okay? Cool.
Thank you.
This is Joy 94.9 with Sonia, and it's second breakfast time. This is Joy 94.9. It is 10:30. Excellent. And second breakfast, it's just like a hobbit does. You have one breakfast, that's never enough. To be fully satisfied, one eats twice. So that's maybe six times a day. Apparently, it's good to graze. And before we get you through to lunchtime, which will be your first lunch, it is now 11 degrees and it's going to be a top of 14. That sounds good to me, Rowan.
Raise the roof. Let's put on our bathers.
Or some Kylie, maybe. Actually, we do have some Kylie coming up. But we'll continue to chat with you for a few more minutes just to wrap it up and talk about how people can connect and find out more about this goth thing, this Girls on Film Festival. Shouldn't it be three Fs, Girls on Film Feminist Festival?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I'll take that to the team.
Too late to change it
it's
now.
It's too late to change it now.
It is. It's so close. Yes. So what are the dates for the festival?
So the Girls on Film Festival runs September the 12th to the 14th. Mm. And we have a Friday night, opening night party and reception. And then we've got two fairly solid days of films and panels. I would say there's something for everybody. We've kind of got kids film. We've got a couple of sessions which are going to be Auslan interpreted.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
We've got cult classics. We've got things that might have been forgotten that we're revisiting. We've got a lot of special guests and a lot of panels after the film. So generally when you buy a ticket, you're not just sort of getting a ticket to see a film on the big screen, but rather, you know, all this added value bonus.
And the Possible Campaign had a lot of that, didn't it?
We did.
A lot of activity. And
we're trying to make 12,000, I think. And I don't know, people just got carried away. It just kept going.
Well, when you see the little numbers going up like that on the internet, you go, oh, it's exciting. And people want to join in because you don't want to miss out. And, you know, you just don't want to go away and just like, look, all I got was a T-shirt. You want more than that. So I don't know if you have T-shirts, do you?
We do have T-shirts. Oh. We'll presumably have some merch during the festival. But because it was the first year, I think we were unsure about, you know, how it would go and sort of testing the waters. So it's been really, really flattering that so many people are so keen on the idea. Yeah. And
I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. Well, maybe it did in the 80s or something, but you know, I'm quite it just seems so obvious with all the things that are going on, with all the stuff on the internets and politics and so on. It's probably, you know, time.
It's very appropriate. Timely. Yeah.
It's appropriate. And I forgot to ask how you got involved. I mean, you got invited by Miss Pickering, of course, but
Karen Pickering fan. Karen Pickering groupie.
Yeah.
So she runs a feminist salon called Cheche La Femme every month, and I try and make a couple of those. Well, try and make a couple a year. It's been crazy busy the last couple of months for me. But yeah, so she looks at, you know, every week is themed. I know this week they did feminism and faith, and she had panelists from different faiths discussing their relationship to feminism and feminism and their faiths.
Oh, cool.
And that was like a sellout. So she runs that monthly. When she asked whether they'd screen Tears for Teacher, I thought that was a really interesting choice for the festival, and then sort of said, is there anything else? Can I help in any other way? Because I knew I would be in Melbourne for this block of time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going back and forth between here and New York filming a new documentary.
Okay, what's that?
It's called Winter at Westbeth, and it's about the first residents of an apartment building that was like an artist's commune in 1970 in New York, and it's sort of a forgotten building.
Oh, okay.
So the people that live there who are the original occupants, you know, range from sort of the 70s, their 70s through to their 90s. So it's a documentary
still
about...
Wow, they're haven't been evicted.
it's a documentary about sort of making art all the way to the end.
Right, so there wasn't just the factory, there was also...
There was also Westbeth. Diane Arbus actually killed herself in the building.
Oh, that's sad.
And Vin Diesel lived there for a while when he was up and coming. And the guy that
before he became Groot.
Before he became Groot, before he got Fast and Furious.
Yes, that's right.
And the guy that took the photograph, that famous photograph of John Lennon with the New York City T-shirt.
Yeah, love that.
That photograph,
it's
that
on the
photographer
rooftop.
Lives there.
Oh, something's in it? No.
I think it was taken uptown, but that photographer lives in the building. Lots of people that have had interesting careers, but the main character in my film is a famous dancer who danced with Martha Graham. His name's Dudley Williams. And he's 75 and he's still dancing. So the film ends on a lavish dance sequence with him dancing at 75.
Wow. All right. Look, when do you hope that will be ready?
I think it'll probably be out next year, so we'll see. Yeah.
Maybe for McQuiff or Quest
it's not. I don't know whether it's really appropriate for McQuiff. My last film screened at Cinema Nova for 13 weeks, so I'm kind of... I've got that as my yardstick now. I feel like I have to, like, you know, kick that over and make it to 14 or open in two cinemas or something. I don't know.
Well, there's always, Tasmania or New Zealand. Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget. We'll never let you. All right. So, look, website, where can people go to see GOFF?
www.girlsonfilmfestival.com. We've got a Girls on Film Fest Twitter account, and the hashtag for this year is GOFF, G-O-F-F, 14 for 2014. Oh.
Yeah, of course. I was thinking, what's that for?
What's that? But I got to say, when I first saw it, I was like, what's that? Oh, it's 2014.
That's right. Oh, well, look, I hope you get a positive response. So far, it's pretty exciting, and it's just great to see a bunch of ladies and gentlemen like yourself putting something together that's timely and so perfect for now.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the program to talk about it.
Yeah, so get your cherry bomb on and head on to GOFF or Girls on Film Festival September 13 to 14 and support the women out there. You can be a bloke, that's fine. You can be anything you like.
As long as you're an ally.
As long as you're an ally and turn up on time. There's nothing worse than people walking in front of the screen trying to find their seat, you know.
Or talking during the film.
And turn your phones off.
Giving
Come on.
The spoilers away. I don't like that. Oh, she rides the whale at the end.
Oh, no. And the whale's her father. No, that's Star Wars. All right. Wrong one. She keeps her hand. Okay. Thanks for talking to us, Rowan Spong.
Thank you very much, Sonia.
Excellent. This is Second Breakfast here on Joy 94.9. I think it's time for some Kylie. Definitely. So stay attuned. It's 23 minutes to 11 here on Joy.
I'll tell everyone about tonight.
Heather Chandler is one bitch that deserves to die.
I just killed my best friend.
Hey, you can do Heather's handwriting as well as your own, right?
I must say I was impressed to see that she made proper use of the word myriad.
Just so unfair. Sorry to hear about your friend. Thought she was your usual airhead bitch.
I prayed for the death of Heather Chandler many times. And I felt bad every time I did it, but I kept doing it anyway. Now I know you understood everything. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
I've cut off Heather Chandler's head and Heather Duke's head has sprouted back in its place.
Ah!
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.